What's up, everyone? I'm Dead Dog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment, or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than Tyresha. Tyresha, who are we
Yeah.
designing for today?
Who are we designing for?
Yeah,
Circles?
who are we designing for today?
Circles. Me. Sure. I don't know. The company name? Is that what I'm doing? I'm saying the name? Am I saying the name?
So yes. The name
Is
of
that
the
my
company you said is Circles.
circles?
That's what you told me. So
Yeah,
you're
so
telling
that's
me.
it.
All
All I got.
right. Circles. So before you tell me what circles is more about circles, can you give me a moment to break the ice so I can give it a guess maybe about what circles might be?
Okay.
Well, first foremost, like when I think of circles, I'm thinking about like literally circles. So like, is it like a mind game type of thing? Like a you put this challenge type of thing? Like you're running circles around the competition type of thing or something?
No. Good idea, but no.
All right. What about like is circle like the new way of saying we sell music or something? Like it's a digital form of music.
Nope, still wrong.
All right, I give up. Go ahead and tell me more about the company.
Well, it's just called circles because that's all my brain does is run in circles. And it's just a brand for alcohol that I want to do, with electrolytes in it, so you don't have this hangover after you get done drinking.
Okay. Like, what sparked this idea?
Because I like to drink, but I also
Well,
don't like having a hangover.
I'm not mad at you for sharing what you like to do. There's no shame in that. However, though, just
I like to
drink
have fun.
responsibly.
Yeah, I like to have fun, but I don't like any of the negative aftermath
Okay,
of
all
the
right.
alcohol. So it's like,
So
how can we prevent that but still have a good time?
is that proven that electrolytes really does like stop hangovers?
Yeah, usually, when you do have a hangover, what you do the next day is you gotta drink, you gotta get hydrated
Okay.
and put the electrolytes back into your body, because getting drunk and like having a hangover is just basically dehydration.
Okay. All
That's
right.
why you feel so crappy.
So you're solving the problem right here. You're saying basically the problem is that you're tired of getting hungover, but you still want to drink. So you're drinking this, and you're still being able
Yep.
to be able to do it. So the next day.
Yeah, for the people who don't like to, stay hydrated on their own. I haven't got older, so I drink and then drink water. But you still have a lot of people that don't do that.
So like. Is this for like a younger audience, or is this like for
Probably
people more your
more
eyes?
so. I think people my age and up, we done figured it out that you just gotta drink water.
I
Like
don't know about that. There's some people out here, they still
there
don't drink no
absolutely are.
water.
But our generation will still go to work. The younger generation seems to not so much do
What?
They get hung over and then they call in.
Hey, I'm sick.
I'm trying to make sure you still show up to work.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. That's interesting you say that. Like, my mind is doing circles when it comes to how to introduce the next segment. And with that being said, I'm going to introduce to you the next part of our subject of the podcast, where we just break down the design process of designing a logo. Normally, we do a lot of research. We then, from the research, we're able to identify, also more about who we're trying to create this logo for or this brand for. And you already presenting this the legwork with that already. With today's challenge, we're going to see if we can create a design for you, for Asha, not for just for you, for your company. And what is that again?
Circles.
Circles? Yes. So with that being said, we're going to
Sorry.
circle around that and see what we can do as far as the logo design goes for you today. So
Okay.
our challenge is 10 minutes,
Ten
and we're going to
minutes.
create up a logo design for you within 10 minutes and see what we come up with.
Okay.
Now, I would like to make it a little interesting and see what kind of other element we can add to the challenge to make it a little bit, unique. And let's make it circles, but let's make it that the circles have to be, I don't know, you tell me. Big, little, certain size, certain color. Give me a element that you would like to have in the challenge that make it challenging.
Maybe circles within circles.
So you want it to be like a medalla, like a what's your some
Maybe something like, yeah,
medulla?
something, yeah, something like that. Circles within circles or interlocking circles.
Interlocking circles. Now, does that kind of give it a different feel though? Because that's kind of giving me.
Who knows? Maybe. But it's not supposed to make sense. It's just that's how my brain works.
She
Well, it's
said that you
already a
are
challenge.
not me. I'm oh, sorry.
It's
You said sorry, a challenge.
already a challenge because I want to call it circles. So how do you incorporate into that into alcohol? I don't know, but it's just gonna work.
Okay. All right. We're gonna make it work.
Okay.
We're gonna make it work. So at this time, I'm gonna go ahead and share the screen with you, and we're gonna go ahead and start the design challenge and see what we can do for the circles. All right, the timer is getting ready to start.
Okay.
Starting now. All right, so what kind of font are you thinking that we should choose? Because we're designing together, by the way. So, your input is
Want
important.
something that's clear to read, nothing too fancy.
Okay. You don't want nothing fancy. You want plain
Like,
Jane? Do you want this
I
font
want
right
it
here?
very
You
clear
want
to
plain
read.
Jane? You want, all right, legibility. I understand that. You want it to be in upper or lowercase? You want it to spell with a Z, with an S? Is it how is it spelled?
No, I like it with the S. You spell it right.
Right. Do you like it upper and lower? Or you want it to be circles with a all lower maybe?
Well, maybe
It
all
kind of gives
lower.
it a it gives a different feel when you put it in all lower.
Yeah, I like that.
Circles. So it's not so bold. You want this to be a light kind of feel?
It's got to be fun.
Gotta be fun. Okay. Give me some now. You're giving me something to play with. And
Make
he's just like,
it fun.
hey, so
Like,
like, what kind of fonts are you like? You want it to be more, serif, sans serif? You want it to be more bold like this? You want it to be
like this.
handwritten?
I'm pointing like you can see my finger, but I
Yeah.
like the one before that.
It was
The sand
this.
and sport.
You like that?
I like that one.
Kind of. You said you wanted it to have interlocking circles into it, right?
Yeah, try to figure that out.
Well, we're working on this together. So, what do you think? First of all, you said circles. We got some time. So we still got 7.5 minutes left.
Oh, look at that.
Let's play with the get this down right first, so that we don't have what's going on? Oh crap.
I don't know, it's your computer.
Hey. Right, it's acting slow, so let's not do it that way. Let's do it this way. Let's move it over here. Crap. All of a sudden now my stuff is acting weird, so now it's
It
acting
really
good.
wants to challenge you.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? This is not all right. Excuse me. So let's just do what we can, what we got. All right. So you said you liked circles and you wanted to see about interlocking circles, right?
Yes.
So let's see what that would look like if you do some interlocking circles. Of course, we're not going to keep it like that. That's going to be like massive art. What is it? What is it? I need some input. What do you,
Well, now I don't like it.
I'm not even. Like, come
Don't like.
on. You're kind of not giving me much to work with,
I know.
like when it comes to your brand, you know?
Can I make the word circles into circles?
You mean like make it swirl?
Yeah, like.
Oh, you mean make it like type, go around in a type? Like, I get what you're
Yeah,
saying.
like something like that.
Okay, hold on. Like,
I mean, and it can say circles like more than once. You don't have to just do the one word.
hold on. I think I know what you're saying. Hold on a second. We got some time. We still got 5 minutes left. Hold on a second. So, if I'm not mistaken, what you're thinking about is, hold on. Let's do that. Bam, there's that. And then let's type on a path. And take this word, copy it. Oh, shoot. There we go. There's that, then there you go. Circles, but it doesn't go all the way around, so we would have to repeat it if you wanted to go all the way
Yeah, no,
around.
I expected it to have to be repeated, which is fine.
So then it's gonna read like circles, just make it let you know that.
But I want to make the circle, so I gotta do what I gotta do.
Right. On. Why am I being so difficult right now? All
Because
right, so
your guest is difficult, so everything's gonna follow. Everything's just gonna follow. That's a
what do you think?
question.
Feel like I need to play with
This
this.
the second circle.
Yeah. You don't like it?
This is that I don't like it.
It doesn't
I
fit
think
maybe,
no,
right?
like I wanted be like the first one, but I guess going the other way. I'm trying to. So, yeah, but flip, make it so it makes the circle.
I
These
think I
two
know what you're saying.
together, but makes the circle. So it'll just read
These two together, but
one's
make this.
curved down and one curved up.
So you're saying the circle wasn't a complete circle enough for you, basically. I got you. No, hold on, the wrong way. Let's see. Trying to.
How many minutes we got left?
Literally 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
So yeah, this is not what you want. You don't want it to be mirrored. You want it just to be
not
rotated.
mirrored, but I want it at the bottom.
Well, it's
But
gonna look kind of mirrored because of the fact of
no.
where it's
Okay.
gonna.
Well,
You
no, I
see what I'm
know.
saying?
So yeah, I want it like that, except I want the bottom circle to be
More
where
like
the
that?
C, where the C is, where the, I want the C where the S is. Like I want it turned around,
So you want
flipped around.
to see more this way,
Okay.
this way. You
No,
want to
no,
see
no,
here?
no, no, no. This is what, look, we're not in person. Okay, so you, okay, stop. So you see how the, it says circle at the top, and instead of the circle being upside down, I want it to be right side up.
But the opposite way.
Yeah,
So
so
you
it'll
want it to
be, but
go.
it'll be curved upwards. The word will be
So
curved
it'll
up.
go inwards then. It won't be flowing with the outside part of the curve though. You see what I'm saying? Well, it can. I get what you're
Like I
saying.
want it to flow with the curve. So it's
I see what
basically
you're
gonna be like
saying.
circle stacked on top of each other, but in a circle.
Exactly. So you kind of like, but
But I want it curved
nah.
up to make a circle, to make a circle.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying, but give me a second.
I know, I'm trying to explain it is, I can see it in my head, but
Okay.
that's not helping you.
Okay. Okay, circles,
You
and
about
you
to go
want
get me
to
one.
use.
I'm gonna go get a piece of paper. I'm gonna go get a piece of paper at this point.
Well, we don't have that kind of time, but it's okay. We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
You over here getting fancy.
I'm just trying to see what you're trying to do. Hold on a second. This ain't the most best I can do
I'm like, I'm
with
trying to explain it. I can see it in my head, but that's not helping you, so
all good. We'll make it work.
I can draw it, but oh, you're getting there.
Well, I just gotta make this wide. Oh shoot, I gotta make that a lot bigger if I'm gonna do it like that.
We over here, you're running out of time.
Yeah, we did not get very far. We did horrible this time. Oh my goodness.
As expected.
Hey, don't say that.
Well, I know I'm difficult. I needed more than 10 minutes.
Hey,
I did good for the
that's the
time I got. I
challenge.
got
So
some. Yeah,
we
I'm like,
didn't complete it. Trying to,
we got halfway through. I needed 10 more minutes.
it's why it's important. We got to be clear about what we're doing, and then we got to stay clear the course, and then just run with it. But we did what we
That's not how
could.
my brain works, Doug.
But that's not how. Well, I'm trying to tell you, for the best results on here, you kind of got to run with it a little bit more faster. We did take too much time to, that was fun yet challenging.
Already told you it would be.
It's all
I
good.
know myself. I know myself.
May I
Heard
ask?
it. What?
Well, first and foremost, I need to tell you thank you for joining me because today's podcast was a learning experience for me as far as knowing more about your company and how I can help further in the future. I need to know, is this a memorable logo or not? Just because we didn't fulfill the challenge as far as finishing the logo in time, I need to know if what you think is even slightly in the right direction. Can
Yeah,
you tell
no,
me anything that you?
it was definitely starting to go in the direction that I was seeing in my head. Like, we were getting there. We just need a little more
Yeah,
time, but we were definitely getting there.
but visually in your head is one thing, and what as a logo designer or the graphic designer in general, I should say, not just put myself as just a logo designer. Like the things that we see right off the bat are national. Sorry, they're not always like the first impressions or first thoughts are not always the best and the usually are not the ones you want to go with. So we need to flush out those ideas sometimes. And in the future, hopefully you'll come back and we'll be able to flush out those ideas better next time. I would like to know if I was to share this with anybody, could you remember, like, would you remember it?
Like, would I remember the experience? Yeah.
No, not this.
Or like the logo.
Yeah, if somebody was to say, hey, that logo for circles, describe it to me right now, would they be able to describe anything of it?
Oh, well, yeah, I would remember it. Of course, I'm gonna remember it. But as like a consumer seeing it, yeah, I feel like it's something I would remember. Like, I do. Especially if it's attached to alcohol, because it's like so different. But
I
look,
think
you asking
you're the bias, but hey,
it.
you all let us know if you think it's a if it's memorable or not. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the next phase of the design process. So I think because we didn't finish it, I think we should at least, well, no, we gotta stick with what the challenge is and stick with what the rules are. We didn't complete the challenge, so what this is what the final logo is gonna be. The final logo is circles, and it's not a circle. It's a half circle. So I would like to tell you about the next part of the design
Okay.
process. So, usually in the design process, after we figure out if the logo is a solid logo, if it's really going to be the direction that we're going is in the right direction, then we need to figure out the color. We don't do color first because you can have anything look good in color and then it still not work as far as the logo and the final. So if it's a real solid logo, it'll look good in black and white at first. So with that being said, we usually will go to color, but because we didn't design, sorry, we didn't complete the challenge, we're just gonna go on to seeing how it's gonna look into the actual mock-up. We didn't meet the design process, sorry, we didn't meet the challenge, so we're not going to have the opportunity to actually choose what our mock-ups are going to be. That's going to be the twist.
Okay, this will be
So
fun.
I need from you to choose a number 1 through 6. Sorry, actually, I need you to choose 3 numbers, 1 through 6.
1, 2, and 4.
1, 2, and 4. All right. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to change your answer. Once I flip this over, but if you do get a mock-up that is blank, you won't get a chance to see any other mock-ups. So I'm
Okay.
giving you a chance to be able to see, how it's going to look. You would like to change it, change any numbers?
Nope, 1, 2, and 4. I'm just gonna roll with
Here we go.
set in stone.
Here we go.
Right.
Number one, we're gonna put you on some popcorn bags. So you're gonna get tipsy and pop have some popcorn, Fine. So let's see what how circles is gonna look promoting the children's next snack movie night. Oh boy. Now I want to make it a little bit bigger so that it stands out, saying, because you gotta make sure your brand is the first thing people see. What would you like to place? You know what, there you go, circles.
Where? Okay.
That's a nice little, it looks like a record label or something, man. So you're promoting the children's Popcorn with salt.
Salt, man. That actually sounds pretty good right now.
Right.
Was
We
that my
got
blank one? Oh,
yeah.
okay. I'm like, is that my blank one or is that a thing? Okay, well, we're done. I got
Unfortunately,
popcorn.
you just got some popcorn.
Jamie. Like
Is there
popcorn.
anything that
Can't
you
say
would
that
like to
I'm
do?
disappointed.
Is there anything that you would like to do as far as, or anything you want to say when it comes to the logo design as a whole, as far as your experience goes?
Mean, well, we didn't finish it, so it's not exactly what I want. Like, not too much to say on it. It was coming together. I needed more than 10 minutes. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun though, because the first circles you put up, I definitely changed my mind on what I wanted.
Okay.
I seen you put the first two up. Like, I thought I wanted it till I saw it, and then I didn't want it anymore. So, I mean, like you said, no, getting the ideas out is a good thing because you put the circles together. I was like, I don't like it.
Yeah. And like in my design process, like when I'm designing for the clients, like when I do my sketches, I don't focus on like or certain details right off the bat. I really do focus on just getting out layouts and things like that first, and the quantity, quantity, and then I work on the quality of like the execution of it. So that
Right.
way, because I feel like as you see it right now, we was spending a little bit more time trying to be execution of how we wanted to do, and we didn't get a chance to formalize it to be even be a final looking logo, and that's what hindered us, in my personal opinion. But what do you guys think? Leave a comment if you guys think that it was a memorable logo, or if you think that it was moving in the right direction. Thank you once again to our special guest client today, Tyresha.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm Dev Dahl Devin. Stay engaged. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Once again, this is Designing Labs. Until next time, peace.
Designing.